When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. I am your host, LeZero, and I'm joined, as always, by Wabs. How's it going, Wabs?
Yo, it's me. What's up?
It's been a while.
It has been a while. You say as always, and I'm like, has it? Is it always?
Okay, so the crazy thing is, from like what we looked at the release schedule, is like we actually had a May episode. I just feel like it's been forever because the Pascal episode that we recorded... that I recorded was like 2 months prior now.
Yeah, it was immediately after the one that, like, the episode that we recorded for that month. So then you were 2 month break and it was like, hold up, what's going on here?
But we released it in May, so I think we're good. But if we are missing one, let us know. We're getting one in June, July. Please mm-hmm. don't, you said?
Please do. I would love to do.
Yeah. We'll do an extra if we have to, maybe in August. But I was gonna say the thing that I've been laughing about is like I've worked a full other job at another place and come back before since we've done the last episode. So, and I have a permanent teaching job, which is great to announce.
Congrats!
It actually, you know, if I can get like a studio or start renting a studio and with good internet, like maybe this will be, maybe we'll actually get some more consistency again.
Yeah.
If I can actually have a real setup. So who knows? Speaking of which, being set up for success here, I want to thank all our patrons first. Let me thank Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Aruk, and Young Slug.
Sorry to all the ears of headphone users.
I'm
like
not
me.
Sorry. Live with it. Listen, how many different versions of Aruk have you heard? You know, so like
not at this point, many that right peaks the mic that hard.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it again because we already did one today. We got Rocket League, wow. Speaking of peaking. My voice, I guess. My voice peaked itself, you know?
Guess.
I'm way too free with these, you know? We don't do these every week. I get way too loosey-goosey.
We can do whatever we want. These are monthly. Nobody can.
These are monthly. No pressure.
No.
We're going to get... Okay, I want to talk about... I played Rocket League. I'm apparently a twos player now because I can reach mm-hmm. C2 and twos.
Oh my God, so proud.
And just stuck diamond three and threes now. So yep. I don't know what it means, but... I love going into Rocket League though, and I feel I don't know, it's like a nice experience. Like it's just very, very homey, very like I'll throw in something else on in the background and I'll just chill mm-hmm. and I'm very happy with it. I find I'm just, it's such a nice, like it's so much my go-to game. Like so much the game that it's like, okay, I just want to relax for a bit. Like, give me an hour just to like chill out. And it's very much, I have so much like known sense in the game. My brain doesn't hurt when I play it, and I can just enjoy myself. And so are we in Rocket League? That's really what I wanted to say. Wabs, you have any stories of your new rank season here?
I have so many stories about my rank seasons.
Okay, give me two.
So I have
or
two
give me
major,
all of them. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Talking
you
about
can,
this.
I've you been can talk about whatever you want, Wabs.
I've been saving up my rant for like 3 months here. So first off, I'm going to start off with some good news. At least for fun news. I got back to 1500 in both twos and threes by the end of last season, and that was fun.
That's insane, actually. That's great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Congrats.
I was back in a good spot. It was good. It was vibey. People were yelling at me in the exact same ways as they've always yelled at me. Didn't matter whether I was like almost in C2 or almost in GC2. Same yelling at me. It's great.
Did you have someone say why you play ranked?
No, I haven't gotten that.
I got a why you play ranked when it was my one loss in a series of 7 wins.
Oh,
and I'm
that.
Like, well, you know what? Maybe I did play bad that game, but you know what? It doesn't mean I can't play ranked. It's just like people have different, you know.
Yep. Been yelled at a couple times. Oh man, this one that reminded me of though is one person who we kept on queuing into each other, and we were sometimes on different teams. And the first game that we queued into each other, he immediately started yelling. At both me and my teammate. It just happens. Someone's mad. And then the next game, I think we were on the same, either on, no. So there was a game in between, and then we queued into each other again. And then I think we were on the opposite team. This guy got super carried. Like, there was one player that was well above everyone else in the lobby. He was like, okay, whatever that happens. So he gets super carried, and then he yells or he calls me out and is like, dude, you've been losing so much. Why are you here? And I'm like, I won the last game. You weren't in it. And we've only played two. So I didn't even say that then. But then we queued into each other again on the third game. And then we lost, and then because we were on the same team. And like, this guy's not playing well. I'm playing mid. I'm not carrying games with someone that's like dragging a little bit. I'm playing mid at best. I'm probably playing bad. It happens. But this guy's not playing much better either. And he's already tilted very clearly by the prior two games. And he continues to yell the entire duration. And I egg people on because that's what I do in Rocket League. When people get mad, I egg them on because I love doing that, and it makes me so happy. Which is part of the reason he's yelling so much, because I'm just like, I let them go, and then when they slow down and they're like kind of like cooling off a little bit, then I'll call out a mistake of theirs that they do very consistently, and then they just go right back to it. It's great.
Well, because if you tell someone to not think about something, that's the thing. Like just by putting that in their brain, you've now made them do that mistake over and over again.
Yeah, it's amazing. So it's a great time. I love doing it. There's a reason I'm slow to climb, because I deal with toxicity in a very toxic way. But that's fine. I'm not worried about that. I'm having fun playing the game. What ends up happening is he continues yelling. And he just, the whole time that he was yelling, he was acting, and I think he gaslighted himself into thinking this. So he was acting like we had played like 7 or 8 games together, and the entire way through, and we'd only played 3 by the end of it. And he just kept on referring to games like, oh man, an hour and a half ago in game 1. And I'm like, that was 20 minutes. How long do you think you've been playing this game?
When he's created his own illusions in his mind to justify how badly he's doing that day.
100%, like fully just gaslighted himself into being more angry. And I don't know why they did this. So that's one of my favorite stories overall. But good parts, going back, 1500, it's fun. I think I'm currently, as of new season, like mid 14 in twos and low C3 in threes. What?
Sorry, I said you're definitely mid.
Yeah, definitely
with
mid.
Your Rocket League gameplay.
Yep. Sorry, definitely mid. Sorry. I should be much better.
Then mid is like no longer cool, you know. it's like there's like a probation period after like kids are using it that like adults can use it, and like we're already past that second period, you know what I mean? So like using it at this point is, I'm literally a boomer. Anyway, continue.
You are also a teacher, so you have the power to remove it from kids.
Yes. This is to make them cringe.
Yeah, it is. So the real thing that I want to talk about in my week in Rocket League, though, is something that I've been looking at over the past little bit, and it's something that I never, over how long have we been doing this? Is this 6 years of doing this podcast? Four years?
You're going to tell me you actually have a new revelation.
I have a new revelation. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Since the start of the podcast, new revelation, never in my life would I have thought that this was the case. And it's one of the few things other than ones that actually makes me mad about this game. and this new revelation that I've discovered, I could only have found after an update that came recently. And it was the showing the boost update.
Oh, yes. Let's get into it.
So, you know how we've talked about this as well. Every single person who has ever made statements about Rocket League, and most people who play it and consume media, have heard the people getting yelled at in Platinum Diamond by going for boost over ball. Boost over ball is like the worst thing ever. Everybody does it. It's awful, right? Now, my new revelation is that in C3, and I'm very sure that this happens lower, so I'm looking at you, Lazero, and all the way up until at the very least.
And don't be looking at me. I've successfully... I made two saves with 12 boosts, and I feel very proud of myself.
So I'm looking at you, and I'll tell you why. So all the way up until at least mid GC1.
Wait, where are you telling me we played a game and I didn't realize it? No. I was just in a game and just like, wow, Lazero. I knew you were bad, but I didn't know.
No, based on what you just said.
Let me finish. I'm joking.
Yeah. Let me finish. You'll know. You'll be so surprised.
Look at that. I didn't let him finish. He kept talking, and now he's gone, and I can talk whatever. No, I need to actually respect the fuck. Wow, I was just the quickest return you've ever done. There you go.
Fully reset me. I have no idea what's going on.
But, you're back in. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. Go.
Okay. So the thing is, this happens until at least 1450. I think it slows down by like right as you edge into GC2. But I'm not sure about that. I haven't played enough games to really know. The problem that I've noticed, and I hate to say this, is that people do not know how to get boost. Like, they just don't get boost. Nobody gets boost in this game. I think people hate boost, and they've ingrained the fear of being called out for boost over ball so deeply that they will never grab a boost.
Interesting.
I know. Never would have thought this. Never.
Well, this is what happens when everyone trains in free play.
Yeah. Nobody knows how to conserve boost, clearly. Then that's a very, very big issue. But like, people will just use a lot of boost when they're on the ball, which is fine. Like, it's not good. You should be aware of your boost usage in free play. You should be aware of how much you're using when you're on the ball and making plays. That's not my issue, because that takes a long time. It takes a lot of like very specific intention, and it's a mistake that doesn't really bite you until very late. Like, probably people will really start taking advantage of that in like 1600 MMR, like GC2, GC3. I think that's where that would really start to come. I'm talking about people not being able to get boost on defense, not knowing to get boost when like a teammate clears a ball, not realizing their space to get boost, and using like 50 boost after finally like deigning to grab one. Like, the gods have sent a message into their minds being like, hey, you're allowed to grab a boost now. And so they go to the big boost. They get their 100 for the first time in the game. They finally grab it. And then they spend 50 boost to get to midfield, grab zero pads along the way, and then stop. So now they're half boost at maximum, sitting in the midfield, no speed, doing nothing. And they don't have a play on the ball. They have half boost, so the next time they go for the ball, they're guaranteed to be zero, regardless how good they are at conserving it when they're on the ball. And just, there's no boost on the field. I don't get it. Like, I think this is making me so mad, even just thinking about it, because it's so annoying to see your teammates just have zero boost rotating up into you as you pass them the ball when they come from your corner, and you know that corner boost is there, and half of the time it's still visible. And keep in mind, GC1, it's still visible. And it's just sitting up there. They're driving away from the boost. They're like, yeah, I'm boosting away from it, and then I'm going to stop here. Just sit in the middle with 50. My teammate's going to pass me the ball, maybe. I'm pushed up too much. I can't get back because I have no boost anymore. I don't know where any pads are, so I'm not going to get any boost. And now we're scored on because nobody on my team has boost. It's great. Love when that happens. But the bigger thing is that so much of my individual gameplay, like, I've ingrained this so much through combo and through you and through everyone else, that when I go for a play, I shoot the ball. Sometimes I hit it off a backboard for a pass, whatever, go for a 50, doesn't really matter. I make a play on the ball. If I'm in their corner or in somewhat offensive thing, I will drive through the net, grab their boost, look back, and see if I'm supposed to be making a play. If both my teammates have committed, I'll run back. If I have time, I'll maybe take a mid boost if, like, it looks like the opponents are coming, or maybe I'll rotate along the pads to take some of those to keep the opponents a little bit low. And a lot of the gameplay revolves around taking boost very specifically so that the opponents can't have it, right? That's a very important part of the game. That's the assumption that I was operating under, that it's a very important part of the game. Apparently, they weren't going to grab the boost anyway because nobody cares about boost in this game. So why am I just wasting my time grabbing their boost? I'm so mad about all of this. And I don't know why this is the case, because the only way you can play the game in a fun way is with boost. Everything anybody wants to do uses boost. Why do people hate boost? And this isn't one or two people per session. This is one or two people per game. At least. I don't get it. Please enlighten me.
You want me to enlighten you?
Please do.
Okay. All right. So, I think it's all our fault. I think that
is this my impact?
Because I think for 2 or 3 years, we spent a significant amount of time promoting this idea of smooth rain. Now hear me out. You already know where this is going.
I know where this is going, but I don't even agree with it. Continue and I'll respond.
I think, okay, that we have made the false assumption, all right, when promoting the doctrine of smooth brain, that everyone already had the innate idea of how the game should be played and the basics as their fundamentals, right? So smooth brain is the enabling of these fundamentals and habits that you've picked up over 3,000 hours of playing the game to peak in performance. What we were clearly wrong about with the assumption that we made was the actual reality of how bad the problem was. And I think from what the adding of the boost button has allowed us, like the boost management, is to show that it's not just a problem of, like, people only go for big boosts. It's that people will never pick up small boosts, even if there's one right in front of them.
Yes.
And they're waiting for something to happen. And there's a... And I think, you know, the assumptions that you were making, you're saying, like, well, this is an effective strategy. Yeah, it's an effective strategy against another team that is also thinking about this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's why Combo and Brock Esports were so stupid successful is because they're playing a bunch of teams that were supposedly SSL level teams or GC level teams that never did, like, the simplest thing.
Yeah.
Now respond to me.
So
how about the smooth brain comment?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little small one, and then I'll return to the smooth brain because that one's more important. So the small one is that it's not, from my observations of, at this point, far too many hours and far too much awareness, because the moment this brain worm went into my head, I had to, like, I can't not look at my teammates' boost totals. Just to play the game correctly, I should be looking at my teammates' boost totals. But now I'm looking at them in places where they are certain they've had 10 seconds of time to grab a boost. Worst case, they go right as soon, like, someone takes their boost and then they sit on it and then they wait for it to spawn and then they start playing the game and they're full. Like, so much time is afforded, and mm-hmm. they still have none somehow. And me looking back over the pitch, I'm high up. This is a very common experience for me. I'm high above the opponent's net with the ball in the top corner, like their top corner, slowly dribbling the ball, maybe fastly, quickly dribbling the ball around that like upper corner. I'm going to hit it out, do a quick flip out so that I can land on that mid boost. My teammates can do something with the ball when they use like 30 or 40 to get up to the ceiling. And none of my teammates have 30 or 40 boost. And I'm like, how? I've given you at least 5 seconds. I don't understand how. And now I've suddenly passed the ball to the opponents because my teammates can't get up to that boost or that ball because they have no boost. And they can't get back to the net because they have no boost. And they've stopped in the midfield for no reason. And they've just been waiting there. So it's not a problem of they're not grabbing the small boosts. They aren't. But that's less of a problem. If they were grabbing the big boosts that are available that I can see on the field.
I love this so much because we always talk about the boost hoggers, right? Like, yep. That is the thing that we preoccupy ourselves with. Uh-huh. But it's not, in fact, the boost hoggers. It's the
it's people who are allergic to boost. They're allergic to it, and I don't know how. And it kills me inside. So that's the smaller problem, and not the response to the smooth brain thing. They just don't grab the big boosts either, and I don't know why. And that hurts me. It pains me inside to such a big, like, so. Oh, you can hear it in my voice, I'm sure. My head is literally in my hands right now.
Wow. Maybe we need a 2-month break from Waz being on the show, because this is the most profound, I think, breaking of all the will that's in your body. Just it's gone.
Yeah, no, I think we need more major updates like this and more updates of Rocket League, because then I can find out more information like this, and then my will continually be broken down.
You know, I know we've had like arcs in our Rocket League days. I don't think we've ever had, I am distraught at the state of the player base in Rocket League, not from a toxic or negative perspective, but from incompetence of the highest degree. I don't think we've ever had really this be a thing.
No,
but here we are.
Yeah, this is the state of Rocket League in 2024. So returning back to your original smooth brain comment, the thing with smooth brain that was so profound and so important is that the entire time your brain is off and you're just hitting the ball, and you're hitting the ball because it doesn't matter. You just hit the ball. I don't care what happens. As long as I hit the ball, I'll be fine. We can deal with it afterwards, because my opponents, there's no way they're going to take advantage of the amount of possession I'm giving them. That doesn't happen until like almost SSL, maybe GC3. It really doesn't. So you can just hit the ball and you're fine. That's the important thing. Like the culmination of the smooth brain tactic. But the thing with that is that the underlying aspect to being a true smooth brain player is that you want to go fast. That's one of the most important parts. Cargo but, fast, hit ball hard.
But cargo fast, use all boost.
Yeah, cargo fast, use all boost. That's fine. That's awesome. Do that. But you need boost to use it. You need to get the boost at some point so that you can use it and go fast.
I feel like you're trying to explain this to a child and it's just so hilarious. Like, I'm the representative child of the collective Rocket League brain that is the player base.
Yo. And that this whole thing, going back right to the start of when I began this, is why I am also looking at you, Laziro.
Uh-oh.
Because what you said as your defense was part of the problem.
No, hold on.
You now, said, and okay. I quote,
yeah, hold on. And I will listen, go for it.
You said, I make those saves with 12 boost.
Okay, now let me explain. Okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That is me picking up, is it 12 boost pad? Uh-huh. A 12 boost pad, instead of going for the big boost.
Uh-huh.
In order to make the 12 boost save.
But this is the problem. This is why I think that we are truly at fault. Us and everybody else who has ever had any possession or position of, like...
Are you going to call it authority? Is that what you're going to call it? No, I can't.
But the people who actually have authority and us. the problem is that we have made it a mantra. We have said it so much of calling people out and making fun of those who go for boost over ball. Someone who turns away from a long clear to grab that corner boost while the nets or the ball slowly falls into their net. The classic example, we all know it, we've all seen it. Those who go for boost over ball are the issue. That is dogma in the Rocket League community. The problem is that now it's been so ingrained that nobody has thought to look at themselves and think, I have two teammates in front of the net. My teammates can probably make this save because I'm in GC. They're GC players. They might not be great, but they can probably make the save. And honestly, if they weren't, having a third person there isn't going to help. Maybe I can spend the extra 1 second to grab the corner boost, then rotate in. Maybe even spend the extra half second to grab three pads along the way as I'm rotating it. And then I'll have 30. And then I'll actually be able to do something. But no, I just dive directly at the net. Half of the time, I just drive along the wall. The least boost present place on the field to actively and to ensure that I avoid boost, to make sure that I cannot be called out for boost over ball because I am avoiding boost like the plague and looking only at ball, even though I can't get it because I have no boost.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, the only thing that I'm fearful of, right,
uh-huh,
is that this whole thing is, you're saying you've been lied to by Combo, right? Like, I feel like there's an undertone of this a little bit, but the thing is, I don't think that Combo is at fault here. Okay, putting that aside, I think you're totally right. It is 100% our fault. That we've said it for like 8 years. How long has this been gaming around? 8 years.
Yep.
For 8 years, we've proclaimed this, like, this is the bane of all Rocket League, and people hate that mistake, and this is what we're left with.
Yep.
And I don't really know where to take it from here, other than I appreciate a rant. Yep. And considering I only play to have fun and relax, like I said at the beginning of the Rocket League quarter, none of my habits at this point will improve.
No. I'm not saying that you have to improve whatsoever. I'm just saying that I'm genuinely, with my entire heart, mind, soul, body, everything, shocked at how prevalent this is. Like, pure disbelief when I first noticed. And that state has just been continuous ever since then because of how common it is. And now, I hope I've ruined all of your, who's listening, anybody listening, I hope I've ruined your life for the next however long is needed for so that you're looking at these boost totals and thinking, dude, there's a boost right there. Grab it. Why didn't you grab the boost? I want to encourage the toxicity in Rocket League now in the opposite direction. Why are you going for the ball over the boost? Grab the boost.
You're trying to balance the scales. We've gone so far. And you're trying to balance the scales. And I don't know if you have the luxury of ever doing so. Oh my goodness.
All right, you want to talk about some people that know how to play the game?
Nah, listen, every time we take a break and do an episode, I feel like we find a gem, and luckily you brought it this time. Yeah, let's talk about the qualifiers first, and then we're going to try to preview the major so that you get that going in right before the weekend, and then we'll talk after the major. Look at that, 1-2 episodes, preview for the major, post-major, it's all set up perfectly.
Yeah, I know. We're so intentional with this. That was very planned, and I'm so proud of us. We've done so well.
I mean, it was planned, but it was planned after the last episode. So yep. I don't know what that means, but it means something, I guess.
Okay. So, let's start a couple weeks ago, because I don't know how much you have kept up to date on Rocket League Esports, but I want to just make sure that everyone is aware of what we could have had, what happened, and then what almost happened. So first off, let's go back. I think this is like almost a month ago now. Let me look, try and find the date. Literally exactly a month ago, minus one day. We're going to North America. North America on Saturday, Sunday. Is the only thing that matters, because we're not going to talk about the Swiss stage here. Things happened. it's whatever. Bracket day. I don't care about any of the games. None of these games matter. All I care about is storylines.
What's the story?
The story is that into this day, we had a potential four-way tie. Is it four? I think it was four. And this four-way tie was simply impossible. What had to happen is Dignitas had to lose to G2. That's expected in quarters. What had to happen is that OG had to beat Space Station. That's not expected. Space Station's one of the best teams. They're going to win that. What had to happen is that Shopify had to beat Luminosity. That's not going to happen. Luminosity is also one of the best teams. Potential that it could be an upset, but it's unlikely. What had to happen is that Moist Esports, and I don't think they were Moist at this time, had to beat Gen G. That is never going to happen. We know that all of those are facts. And then, beyond that, what had to happen is that in the semifinals, OG had to lose to G2. That's what we would expect, but it's going to be OG's or G2 Space Station. That's fine. Then what had to happen is that Shopify had to beat Moist Esports. We're not going to see that matchup. We're not going to see either of those teams in that matchup, but it's fine. That's what's going to happen. And then in the grand finals, we needed Shopify Rebellion to beat G2. If you're looking at the bracket, you'll have noticed that the things that I said were impossible to happen, all but one of them happened.
we were so close.
We were so close.
If you made a bet on this, like, you'd make $1 million.
Yeah. You could put a dollar down and you would make $1 million. And G2 was just the ultimate spoiler of the weekend and was ruining everything on Sunday for no reason whatsoever. They were already guaranteed the major. I think they're already guaranteed Worlds at this point. And what do they decide to do? They simply just don't throw it for the content. G2 being one of the worst teams I've ever seen. The meanest things that they could have possibly done, and played spoiler for the four-way tie between, I think it was Space Station, OG, was it Luminosity and Shopify?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the four-way tie for third, fourth place. I'm going to be off by one. And it didn't happen. We just don't get that. Instead, we have our top four and everybody's sad. I don't even know if there was a single tiebreaker played. So that was not the main story of the weekend. That's the story that people...
What's your favorite story?
No. That's not my favorite story.
Oh, okay.
That's the story you would expect to be one of the biggest story of the past month. That wasn't even the biggest story of the weekend. This was one of the best weekends that we'd seen in a while. Some of the highest quality Rocket League that we've seen in a while. NA was playing very well that weekend. The thing is, very few people, and I'm talking about the diehards, were watching this. And I'll tell you why.
Uh-oh.
Let's look over to Europe. Okay. And if you didn't know, which I'm sure some people out there didn't, the double elimination for each qualifier happens the week before the qualifier itself. Like the semi-main stage Swiss and bracket of the qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that the qualifier happens during the other region's main stage.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So while the North American main stage was happening, and the North American playoffs and finals day on Sunday was happening, the European double elimination was happening. And now, if you look at this double elimination bracket, what you'll see is that in the upper bracket, Gentlemates lost to 100%. BDS made it through. Team Vitality lost to Wild. Carmine Corps lost to Suh. This is the Sunday before the main stage bracket, before anything that you would expect to happen, before our general major or minor events. Nobody's watching this, except for every single person is now watching this, because how did the top three teams, three of the four top teams in Europe, go down to the lower bracket on the double elimination Sunday? This is the second week in a row that Carmine Corps has gone down to the double elimination lower bracket on qualification Sunday. Now, let's look at the lower bracket rounds to see who we're facing. Because Gentlemates is facing George. Now, George is a team. They're not bad. It's Growly, Hibs, and Breezy. Like, you do know those names probably if you've been here for a while. But they weren't a big threat for them. But Carmine Corps was facing Belagol, which has Speed, Temper, and Hyder. Those three are names you probably, or at least two names that I definitely recognize. Temper I've also seen before. And if they play well, they might actually just have a chance of beating Carmine Corps if Carmine Corps stressed. And Vitality is facing was it Pitankos? Yeah, Pitankos, who is Ivan, Karsa, and Lhasa. Ivan and I think it's Karsa. I don't know. Karsa.
You're good.
Yeah. Are names that I know from Spain and have made it into certain places at certain times. Now this is going on, and those are two strong teams, and George is also a strong team. they're not like the highest teams, but they're teams you would expect to at the very least have a strong chance of making it into the bracket, right? That top bracket. And what happens is that all of these three games are playing at the same time as the G2 and what was it? G2 Shopify game. So while G2 Shopify is happening, I and many other people are out there watching this double elimination bracket in Europe for no reason.
And Carmine Core almost lost it.
George goes, or Gentlemates gets out. Fine. No worries there. A little bit of stress in some of the games, but it was fine. No worries whatsoever. Carmine Core, I think, went down 0-2. It was either 0-2 or they ended up in game 5 at 2-2. Like, they were trading games very, very clearly. Vitality, I think, lost the first game, and it was pretty resounding. Mm-hmm. Vitality did not look like they were going to make it. Carmine Core did not look like they were going to make it. Gentlemates was a little stressed, but they made it. All while G2 versus Shopify is happening. And now let's go even deeper into the lore. Because there's more to this. It's not just that all of these games were happening at the same time. It's also at the same time as the South American finals. The South American bracket.
Rocket League, let's just do everything at the same time, you know? That's the way to go.
All of it happened at the same time, and this was incredible. So, the South American thing is happening at this exact same time. And now, what's going on with the South American Qualifier 6 is that if in our playoff bracket, I think it was... I forgot what it was. There was some way, I can't remember the specificities, of Furia having the opportunity to throw to make it so that another team could not make it in. And I think it was complexity. They would just be out of major and world contention. So if Furia lost in the finals, then it would just be over for that other team and Furia would be in because they had already qualified because they were dominant earlier on. And what happens is that right before these three European games are played, Furia loses in the semifinals, not the finals, the semifinals. And Karsa, a name that you may remember from a couple of minutes ago, a player against the Vitality team, calls out Furia on Twitter and develops, I don't really know, a list of a video compilation of all of the very weird plays that were really sussy, and was like, hey, this is a pretty clear throw with all of this stuff considered, and posts this to Twitter right before their game against Vitality.
Oh boy.
So all four of these storylines are happening at the same time. The four-way tie, which, don't forget, that's what this all started with. The North American four-way tie being spoiled by G2. That was storyline number one. That's the third story. Nobody cares about that story anymore. We're in the European double elimination finals because now I'm looking at the Karsa versus Furia fan cams that are going to be coming out, where all of the Furia stands are going to be making throw compilations of Karsa during versus the Vitality game. I don't know how we got here, but this is how we make a four-way tie. And that's what happened that's what happened 30 days ago as of recording.
Here's what you missed.
That was 30 days ago as of recording. Let's go to, where's the Europe major? Because that one was also a very good thing. Very slightly fewer shenanigans going on. There were fewer regions playing, so there was less stuff that could go on. All three? No, okay, not quite. Everybody played well in this. It was fine. It was a great tournament. It was a great tournament overall. But we also, once again, had a chance for a four-way tie coming into this. One more. Just to send us off real quick. We had another chance for a four-way tie. And the way that this had to happen, let me explain. BDS had to beat Endpoint. Carbine Core had to beat Oxygen. I think both of those are fairly expected. Jobless had to beat Vitality. And then Luna Galaxy had to beat Gentlemates. Now, two of those are expected. I think Endpoint beating BDS and BDS beating Endpoint was didn't matter for the sake of this. But, oh wait, no, it did. Endpoint had to lose. That was the condition. So BDS had to beat Endpoint, Carmine Core had to beat Oxygen, Jobless had to beat Vitality, and then Luna Galaxy had to beat Gentlemates. Now, two of those are unexpected. One of those is a coin flip with Carmine Core Oxygen, and then one of them should be happening. Next, in the semifinals, we needed Carmine Core to lose to whoever beat or to BDS, which I'm not going to say should happen, but it's probably the favorite matchup. Mm-hmm. We also needed Jobless to lose to Luna Galaxy. And that was incredibly close. Like, that's a toss-up that could totally happen. Luna Galaxy is a decent team. Jobless is a decent team. We don't expect to see either of them there, and we certainly won't based on the fact that they're both facing up Vitality and Gentlemates. There's no way we're seeing those two teams. But if they do see each other, then there's kind of a coin flip. It's leaning in Jobless's favor based on power rankings and what we know about all the teams, but it's fine. Luna Galaxy can take that if we make somehow that God tier run to make it to this point. And then in the end, the impossible has to happen with Luna Galaxy beating BDS. Now, if you look at this and look at what I've said is impossible in this playoff, you'll notice that all of this happened except for Luna Galaxy beating BDS. But unfamiliar to those who were looking at the North American qualifier six, instead of G2 beating Shopify 4-1, very clear, definitive, no questions asked. It was not even a game really overall. This was a 4-3. And it wasn't just a 4-3. This was a 4-3 that was in Luna Galaxy's favor. 3-2. Luna Galaxy was one game off, two in a row, for making a four-way tie. And then BDS was played spoiler and came back in the last second. And all of our content was gone in one moment. We could have had two four-way ties. We could have had Carmine Core, Vitality, and Gentlemates all out pre final weekend.
That is insanity.
We could have had so much, and none of it happened. Every single dream that we had as content viewers was stripped from us, ripped from our hands. And finally, that all leads us into this upcoming LAN.
Yeah, which we are going to preview after all the possibility. Listen, we've had a WABS mental breakdown. We had two possible four ways, and now we're going to preview what we're all waiting for here, the LAN. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think for our listeners, maybe the first thing we should do is like, who are the like three teams that are probably the heavy favorites, right? Mm. If someone hasn't been, you know, keeping up.
Yep.
Who are the three teams they should look out for here?
I want to say that it's the 1, 2, and 3 in there right now, which is BDS, G2, Vitality. Mm-hmm. But I think that Furia has a strong shot, like a strong argument to be making there. I'm not sure about Falcons. I haven't been watching MENA, but I think Furia has a strong argument to be making. And could, if Vitality doesn't outperform them, I might say. Mm-hmm. So I'll commit to BDS, G2, and then either Vitality or Furia.
BDS, G2, Vitality, Furia. Okay. So this is kind of, yeah, we're set up to start with the round one matches. What region do you think is actually doing the thing, as they say, is actually, because like, from what, if I remember right, Major One was it not like categorized with like NA essentially disappearing, or am I thinking too far back here?
Nope, you're right. The only team that existed in from NA was G2.
So we are actively essentially hoping for the return of NA.
Yeah.
Is that happening, Wabs? That's really what I'm asking you.
Okay, for the return of NA, I'm not even going to look at Gen G here, because Gen G, everybody knows, is like going to be a team that they're going to look out for. But Space Station,
mm-hmm.
I think if Space Station performs,
mm-hmm.
then NA could be back.
So the LJ, Hoxer, Chicago yeah. lineup, yeah.
I think that's going to be it, because there's a lot of history there. There's a lot of talent, like a ton of talent present in that team. And if they, I'm pretty sure that Chicago is a LAN player. Am I mm-hmm. wrong about that? I don't remember. And if there's a LAN buff,
I mean, it's LAN experience, like a lot of LAN experience.
It's a lot of LAN experience. Yeah. So if there is a LAN buff there, then I think that they might be a dark horse. I'll say it like that. They might be a strong dark horse coming in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're who I would want to say is the likely upsetters.
And with all this being said then, Wabs, who do you who is the Wabster cheering?
You know that I have only once in my life cheered against Itachi, and that happened in this most recent round 6 EU qualifier. And when they were facing Luna Galaxy, because all of the other impossibilities had already happened by that point. And I that was the one time that I've ever cheered against Itachi. So my heart says that it's Gentlemates.
It's Gentlemates? Okay.
That's what my heart says. My mind okay. is probably BDS. But I might go for Furia. You know what? Right. My mind says Furia. I think that if they feel it, they pop off.
Okay, I'm going to put my hat on the ring here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And you're going to tell me if there's any chance whatsoever of this team mm-hmm. doing well. But I think I'm going to cheer for Oxygen. Okay?
Mm.
You got the Polish player. You got Archie. You know, it'll be a fun team, I feel.
Oxygen's a really interesting one, because they're a team that, like, going into it and theoretically and, like, even the entire time that this... this year has been going on. Mm-hmm. Everyone's been like, this is a good team. This is a team that should be playing extremely well. And they've kind of been barely eking out, like they've been making top eights, but they barely eked out this tournament, this LAN. I think they're still like strong, or they're likely to be out of the finals. And it's like there's just kind of an underperforming that's been present over them for a while, kind of like the Rettles team from last year. I think it was Luminosity, and also this year. like they come in and they're like, that's going to be a strong team. That's going to be a top three. That's going to be a top four. Like, look at this team as a team that we have to be aware of. And then they just kind of aren't, weirdly. So I kind of like that you're saying that. Because you're believing, you're putting that hope in, and I don't know I would agree, but I won't be sad to see it.
You don't know if you can agree with me, but you won't be sad to see it. I think, you know what, honestly, this is perfect. I think it's going to be a perfect setup for me to actually have a team to cheer for the first time in a while. Mm-hmm. We'll see how they do on the other end of things. But yeah, I'm going to go Oxygen Esports and see how it goes. Do we see any of the other regions really making a push in this second major here?
I have no idea what's going on with Falcons. I haven't looked mm-hmm. at them in since the last major. And even then, I didn't look at them. I think they were out relatively quickly, which was unfortunate for them. So, you know, they've just kind of fallen off. Twisted Minds, I would put in the same boat as Falcons. Wherever Falcons goes, they'll be either at the same spot or one boat behind. OCE is OCE. It's OCE. We'll see what happens. I don't know the last time they made a top eight in the Worlds thing.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, that's all I can say. And then there's Furia. Team Secret also is strong. Like I say Furia just because they have like the points and the, a bit more of a history there. But Team Secret could also, like, they've been competing with them the entire way through. So, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
I think NA is definitely one of the less strong regions again. So but they're coming stronger into this one than they did in last region or the last major. So we got that going for us.
Yeah. Can we talk a little bit about Team Mobula, which qualified through Sub-Saharan as a Spanish team, which kind of sucks
because
it kind of defeats the whole purpose of everything.
Do you want to talk about Gaming Gladiators as well?
You go for it, yeah.
Because they're Max Hugh, Virtuoso, and Tho, who I don't know how long they've been there. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of in the same boat where they're EU teams that went across to make a spot in the majors and worlds, and I don't want to talk about that. Yeah, I don't like that that's happening.
I mean, why did it feel like with Virtuoso and like it wasn't as big of a deal, or is that just like
have they lived there? They were with
living there at least, yeah.
Like, well, and also like Realize was on that team before.
Mm-hmm.
Realize,
oh right, Japanese right, player, right, right, yeah.
But Realize is no longer on that team.
Yes, of course.
So that's not great.
Okay, so we're not talking about it. That's too funny. Cool. This is the one thing, and this is really what we're here for. What are the stories we should keep an eye out as we watch this major? What are the stories to look for?
Casey is not in this.
Okay.
Which I think is, does that give them a chance to get out? Yes. So you were right about Oxygen. I think if Oxygen wins or gets very close to it, they take over KC's spot.
Okay.
So KC can be dethroned with a very strong run from Oxygen.
Okay.
Looking at the stuff, OCE is an unknown right now. If Chiefs, who I think is the one that made it in, right? Chiefs made it through.
Mm-hmm.
They're only 3 points behind KCP right now. So I think if they win one or two, let me check. If they get 9-11, because 12-14 won't do it for them because they need 2 points. Yeah, they need 3 points, so 2 points wouldn't be enough. They need to get 9-11, which means they need to make it to the final stage of Swiss.
Wow, okay. So that's another thing to look over.
Yeah. They overtake and they make the spot into the finals. And then, Twisted Minds is also in the same boat, but if they make 9-11, then they get they don't make it directly in, but they make a tiebreaker. If they get if they make a top eight, then they kick out anything. But a 9-11, so final day or final Swiss matchup will make a tiebreaker happen, and they have to go through that. I think there might be extra rules that find out that don't make it a tiebreaker. And then for South America, Team Secret can, if they just win a single game. So if they don't get in, or if they make it to round four, if they don't get 0-3, then they make it to at least the tiebreaker with Complexity, or equal points to Complexity, I'll start saying, because I don't know about tiebreakers. Then equal points there, and we'll see how the points pan out. If they make more than one win, then they're in, and we'll I think that would probably be expected. I would expect it, but it's possible that they only get the one. I don't see that happening, but yeah. So there is still a lot of stuff happening for the general, like the overall finals coming in. Lots of regions still up in the air, most of them being decided in the first day.
Okay. Look at that. So a lot, lots of first day stuff happening. Yep. And then I think we'll end kind of our coverage of this thing with Wabs. Who's winning? Who's got this?
I really want to say Furia. Like, I want to say Gentlemates. That's what my heart says. But my mind is like, grab the boost. You have time to do it. Go play with, get Furia. Furia will take it. So that's what I'm going for.
Beautiful. Okay. Yeah. And I think that's where we'll end the show here. Oh, wait, I need a prediction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Other than Oxygen, unless you want to hard commit to that and just say that they're ousting Karmine Corps from the finals. Number Karmine one team in split. Karmine Corps is going to win.
Yeah.
Karmine Corps team that's not even there is going to win. Let's go.
Yeah, this one I'm going to go with. No. Okay. Yeah, what is happening with Falcons? Like, this is like one with that, like, a feel set up for Falcons, but.
Right.
Like, you know, if I'm going to choose like a good dark horse, I'm going to choose Falcons. How about that?
Okay.
That'll be my like dark horsey pick.
So you have two dark horses. You have Oxygen and
Falcons. No. I have, okay. I have like, I'm cheering them because it's fun to cheer for them. And then I have the, what would you call it?
The like the possible win,
the more off. Likely, the still unlikely but more likely win.
Okay, the reasonable prediction.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Wabs. I think with that, do you have any final things to tell? People are going to see us for a while. Do you have any final things you want to tell everyone?
No, but I hope to everyone that's going to the Landon that it is, you know, wish all that well. We have a large handful of people going, so.
Has this like expanded every time? I feel like we are like continuously getting more and more
presence,
kind of presence. Yeah. More and more people in like with, but it's like, I think it's really cool. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. So if you are going and you're not part of that group, feel free to reach out. That's an incredible group that's going. And yeah,
there you go.
I hope everyone
your homework. Yeah. Your homework. It's not that. That's not your homework. your homework, should you choose to accept it, you know, you don't have to, but should you choose to accept it? I need to think of something.
Want me to give it?
You got it. Okay. Go.
Homework for this week, it's coming from Wabs, is when you're looking at the Rocket League pitch, the play is developing, and you're just kind of sitting on the back foot, chill, you have like 30 boosts in your tank. Maybe think about going back a little bit. And saying, you know what? I can grab a boost. I deserve this boost. I've played well all game. I deserve a little bit of me time. So I'm going to leave the play for a second. Things can develop on their own. And I'm going to grab this boost. You might get scored on it sometimes. And then you'll know in that position that you don't. But you'll have that knowledge. You'll have learned. And you'll have also had boost in your tank. So you won't feel so sad about it. That's your homework.
We'll see you next time. Peace!
Bye.
Es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.